All right, are you ready? Here's what we're going to do for the top five. We are going to do the top five greatest Harry Carey impressions of all time.
I must be number six.
How about that? All right, so here you go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. This is a tough competition, right? I mean, this is
You think about
like
it?
A crazy, this is tough. I mean, there's so many people do a Harry Carey impression.
True. Right.
And some, you know, some do it really well and some don't. But it turns out that it's like a baseball thing. It's guys, even guys who have no connection to the Cubs or the White Sox.
Sure.
Or to St. Louis or the A's, the other two teams that obviously Harry ever, you know, broadcast for.
Yeah.
They still do it. It's like a thing.
Yeah.
Well, and so many comedians do it, too, throughout time.
Right. What is it all about?
Yeah.
So we check in at?
Number five.
T.J. McFarland. Yeah. Right? Now, he grew up in the Chicago area. Grew up in Palos Hills. So that's how this works. Right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. He's allowed to do it.
Yes. And now, here he is. T.J., because he plays down in Texas, get a little bit of a, well, Texas drawl.
Mm-hmm.
And they pitch it to that. Ed Batten, I'd love to see him swing the bat. It's Kevin Gassman. A lot of people don't know this, but if you spell it backwards, it's namesake. It's a lineup for your first place of the AL Northern Division. That's the Orioles for you.
Yeah, he was in and out of it there.
Now, I mean, I know he played in the minors in Texas, and he plays in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But what the hell accent is that?
I don't know. That was very unique.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there was something to it.
A for effort.
Yes, we're gonna like give that. We're gonna give that to him. All right, checking in at
number four,
Elliot Johnson doesn't do too bad of an impression either. Now, he's played all over, right? With the Rays, the Royals, the Braves, the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's, you know, he's been around. But again, this is the kind of impression that you learn inside the locker room.
Hot mustard. I like that on my hot dog. But I tell you, we got that Simmons fella playing shortstop today. He's from Curacao. And I hope we don't lose him in the sun. But I've been there. It's sunny. It shines. The sun shines. 360 days a year. And if he loses it in the sun, I just don't understand. Because it's sunny.
I feel like these guys are doing Will Ferrell doing it.
You might be onto something there.
I think that might be what they're doing.
Yeah. But again,
I like it, though.
It's a baseball thing.
Yeah. For baseball players to crack me up.
It's a break. And they crack themselves up. You know, here's the thing about being a baseball player, and Ryan Debser's going to join us in just a little bit, and so is Ryan Sandberg.
Oh, wow.
The two Ryan, your Ryan and your Ryan.
Uh-huh.
And that they spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
More than any other sport.
Well, that's true.
These guys are together. You know, it's like they play almost every day. They get maybe a day off a week. Some weeks they don't get a day off. Later in the season, and it's and they got to do something to keep each other entertained. Otherwise, someone's going to rip somebody else's face off.
They're very silly. They're the silliest of all the athletes, and especially the bullpen guy. I mean, look at the couple of the dancing last year.
Oh,
yeah.
I
mean,
you know, sometimes they're out there for 8 hours, and then they get in for two pitches, and then they go home. You know, so you're right. They're very silly.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes, they are.
They're goofy.
We are broadcasting live at the 20th annual Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey. At the Italian Steakhouse, the Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse, 33 West Kinzie in Chicago. And this year, it's the 20th anniversary, and the theme is Space, the Infinite Frontier, which is exactly why I am wearing a space suit. Because if I were just wearing a space suit for any other theme, it would look weird. But
that would be strange.
Now I'm going to start wearing a space suit because I find them incredibly
comfortable.
It's working
for you. It's totally working, bro.
Yes, totally comfortable.
It makes you look smarter, too.
Yes, but it's going to take me an hour if I have to go to the bathroom. That's going to be a problem.
That's the only problem.
Joining us coming up in just a few minutes, we got Ryan Sandberg, we got Ryan Dempster, Dutchie Carey. She's going to lead us in the toast coming your way at 6:30. Plus, people here have a chance to win a Cubs spring training trip courtesy of Budweiser. So come on by before now at 7 o'clock. The tradition of raising a Budweiser to the memory of the legendary announcer Harry Carey continues right here at Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse in River North. By the way, if you want to watch video live stream of this, like the Toast to Harry Facebook page.
Woodson Library was falling apart after years of neglect. Now, after a massive renovation, WGN-TV gives you the first look inside. Tonight's cover story, WGN-TV News at 9.
I'm really having trouble figuring this whole thing out.
Space thing?
You know, I sat in the pitch meeting for this. With Grant DePorter, and you know, he had a full explanation of why this outer space thing was an important theme for us.
And then you forgot it when we were trying to remember why it was a space theme.
No, he had a whole argument at the meeting.
Very good.
And it was like this whole thing about Harry and space and these important things. You know, like remember he had the 108 idea.
Yes, right. There was forget
108th season for the Cubs. And
108
stitches on the baseball. Right. Blah 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 blah. And that's why they were going to win the World Series, and they did.
They did.
So you know, ever since then, people believe everything Grant says.
Yeah, it's true.
This is a terrible mistake because I believe that Harry had some kind of a relationship to space, and it was just a way to get me to wear a space suit at this thing.
I'm getting so many questions from people about this, and I'm telling them now that, you know, at this point, you know, I believe the sun is 93 million miles from the Earth, and that's how far we are from connecting to anything Harry Carey related at this point. Grant actually pulled a hamstring stretching this one.
But I will say this.
He did.
Come on out to see this giant Harry head, which
so
is
cool.
Just unbelievable when you see it here at Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse. It's all brought to you by Budweiser.
Did you guys know that Harry was 83 when he died? And if you add 8 and 3, it's 11. And that Apollo 11 is a space related thing.
Right. Yes, that's the first that's landing on the moon. Yeah.
Yet another one.
You know, if you added anybody's age, whether they're 11 or 99, that it would then relate to one of the missions that went into space.
Richard, just get on board with this, okay? Yeah. Get on board.
Yeah. I don't like your attitude, young man. All right, we continue on with the top five Harry Carey impressions of all times. Checking in at
number 3.
All right, John Campanera, a Chicago native.
Yes.
He nails the whole thing, facial expressions the entire deal. He's Harry Scary.
You know, here's a guy who grew up in the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico, one of those islands where the sun shines 365 days a year, and he misses a pop-up in the sun. I just can't figure it out.
He actually, you know, the other part is too. He's got the phlegm component exactly.
Oh, yes. Nice. And it's kind of a fun love. It's like a tribute to Harry Carey's fun-loving side. You know, like it's respectful in some way.
You know, Harry called a lot of sleeper games, especially on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know, like Houston and the old Astrodome, and it was empty, and the game was boring, and they had to tell stories.
Yeah.
And
he was good at that.
It was amazing. Here's more of Campanera.
Here's a guy, Danny Jackson, who's 1-16 on his last 17 starts, and he's making $2.2 million a year. I just can't figure it out. How does he look the owner in the eye when he collects his check? He's got to have a ski mask on and a gun.
That's great.
Wow.
He totally nails it.
He does.
Totally nails it. All right, checking in at
number 2.
Ryan Dempster. He is the former Cubs pitcher, an American hero, if there has ever been one. And he will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes on the stage here. And for those who are in attendance, wait to see how Ryan is presenting himself here today.
He's a Canadian hero, too.
Yes, he is a Canadian hero, actually. That's absolutely true.
Maple Leaf.
Yep. I would say that of active and former players, Ryan Dempster wins the best Harry Carey impression.
Everybody, Brian's lineup was brought to you by Taco Bell. Get yourself a Gordito. Leading off is Starling Castro playing shortstop. Taco Bell, think outside the bun.
Well, Derek Jeter's gotten stuck on 2999, going for his 3,000th hit. Heck, I remember when Ernie Banks was going for his milestone. Oh, my God, there's the pitch, and it's a base hit to right field, and here comes out the Yankee dugout. Derek Jeter getting mobbed by his teammates.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
That's great.
We'll talk to Ryan coming up in just a few minutes. And finally, we check in at
number one.
Now, Will Ferrell. See, this is the thing that Grant tried to explain to me about why this makes sense that we're talking
about space
thing. Harry Carey in space.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is that Will Ferrell on Saturday Night Live did his Harry Carey Space the Infinite Frontier.
Okay.
And it was, if Harry Carey were a Carl Sagan-esque character who had a PBS show that explained space.
Gotcha.
What would that sound like?
Hey, now, kid, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
What?
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser. Would you?
I'm confused.
It's a simple question, Doctor. Would you eat the moon if it were made of ribs?
I don't know how to answer that.
It's not rocket science. Just say yes and we'll move on.
It's beautiful.
So that 47-second skit is what led to all of this? Is that
right?
What you're saying?
Okay. That's exactly what happened right here for the 20th Annual Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey. It makes sense.
That
made sense in Grant's head. It's going to make sense out here. All I can tell you is that Ryan Dempster is going to join us coming up on the stage in just a few minutes. I think you're going to want to see that. If you're in the neighborhood, I get here to see this presentation. If not, please listen on the radio, or you can watch this on the Facebook Live presentation, the Toast to Harry Facebook page. So all that, because that's really going to be something coming up. All right, let's. Oh, you know what? One more Will Ferrell.
If we have it,
might as well try to explain it. Yeah.
Hi, Doctor. Have you ever seen an eclipse?
Yeah, I've seen many.
You know, if you stare at it head on, it'll burn your eyes out.
Well, it's not best to stare at the sun during an eclipse, isn't it?
But it's hard not to. I once took a pair of binoculars and stared at the sun for over an hour.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity, I guess.
Okay.
Let's close this thing out.
The top five at five.